what you would like to say, to tell the people who are here in Forum and to people who live in your country?
Well, I think this is a very important conversation that Russia has allowed us to begin to have about how we are going to navigate power in the world today. And the precedent that has been set by my country, the United States, many people in my country already know that the United States has not been a good steward of its power. And thank goodness that I'm not alone in having the feeling that the United States should do better. But what's even better than people in the U.S. getting this feeling that the United States can do better is for the rest of the world to understand that they have power too. And joined together, they can transform the world in ways that we inside the United States have not been able to do.
And what don't you like in the politics of USA?
Oh, where can I start? First of all, I don't like NATO. I think NATO is an anachronistic organization that should have been disbanded after, what, World War II? I don't like the militarism of the United States. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about poverty and militarism, and the United States is a country increasingly poor. The people inside the United States are increasingly poor, and it has not stopped its militarism. So, and imperialism. So we've got imperialism, poverty, and all of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about in the 1960s, we still have them.
What should we do to the view of multipolar world could be understood also in USA? That it's possible, that it's good, that it's a good idea to live in multipolar world?
No. Unfortunately, I wish I could give you a very happy sort of idea about how people in the United States feel, but the bottom line in terms of what I think is happening in the United States is that people have grown accustomed to being the world superpower. They've grown accustomed to the U.S. passport, being able to go everywhere, do everything, encroach on other people's rights, drop bombs on other people. So that, I don't think, is going to change until the people on whom the bombs are dropping will change that scenario. And this step, one of the speakers said that this meeting was like the 1955 Bandung conference when the Afro-Asian bloc first came together and said, we are going to overthrow colonialism. And if this country is the headquarters, well, what do I teach my students? I teach my students that in 1955, when the Africans and the Asians came together and said, we're kicking out the imperialists, the colonizers, the Western Europeans, it was the Soviet Union at that time, and it was Mao's China, the People's Republic of China, that came to their rescue. So we're seeing that kind of alignment here today. And so in many ways, I think the speaker who said that, Kimi Saba, was absolutely right that this is like a foundational meeting. And I think we will be referring to this in the future as the beginning of something very, very big and very, very good for the world.
And how many people now in the world do think like you? What do you think?
Well, I wish...
Majority or minority?
Unfortunately, it's a minority. I actually...
Why?
I had to leave the United States because I teach in Bangladesh as well. You know, I teach in Asia because the powers that should not be in the United States have so much power that they can dictate, you will not do this, and you will not do that, and you will not go here, and you will not go there. So in order to support myself and my family, if I wanted to live, I had to leave.
And, do you believe that one day it will be reality, not only the dream, that this multipolarity?
Yes, absolutely. We have, it's either multipolarity or death. I mean, that's just it, because once we go back to slavery, you're dead. And so that's why this meeting is so important. That's why we're fighting. That's why the African speaker said, resistance. We've got to put new words into our vocabulary. Resistance is one of them. We must learn how to resist together.
And what's the role of Russia in this process?
Russia is the leader. Russia is the leader right now. I mean, where else can we go? It's Russia and China, you know? And Russia, through the stand that it has taken, now I'm going to get into some trouble now. But the special military operation, I think it woke up even some Russians who thought that maybe it's okay to be aligned with the United States. Maybe it's okay to be aligned with the West. Because you had leaders before who were aligned, and as far as I'm concerned, in Africa suffered. Even though I'm not from Africa, I'm kind of indirectly from Africa, but I'm thinking about 2011 and Libya. And how did that happen? Because Russia was not at the forefront of this multipolarity leadership. Russia wasn't there in 2011. But Russia is there now in 2024. So, yeah, you know, when you're a leader, you have to leave people whose mentality doesn't accept your leadership, you leave them behind. It doesn't mean that you stop being a leader, because this is your destiny. But it means that your friends who cannot see you as a leader, you leave them behind. And we've done that. I've seen that in real life many, many, many times. I also teach leadership. And so those people whom destiny calls, they are unstoppable. And this is Russia's moment. And I think the Russian people know that.
And does Russia have a lot of friends now?
I think you see a lot of friendship here, a lot of admiration. But you know, I have a picture of Vladimir Putin. It was released by Zimbabwe, I think. It's Vladimir Putin in the 1970s in the bush with the Africans who were fighting the, well, Mozambique was there with Samora Machel, and they were fighting the Portuguese, and they were fighting the South Africans, the Afrikaner South Africans. So, and Vladimir Putin was there. Vladimir Putin understands this struggle. I guess that's a campaign remark as well, but we need people who understand leadership, and we need people who understand this moment. Because if you have someone who thinks that the United States can ever be trusted in anything, then you are being misled, because the United States will lie, cheat, and steal. And then they will tell you that the United States democracy is the best. And they're lying, because as an African American inside the United States, I can tell you what the circumstances are. And it's not like democracy is the best, because we never had democracy in the United States. Not black people. So if you look at those who are most dispossessed inside a country, like I went to prison, I didn't go to Israel, but Israel put me in prison because I was trying to go to Gaza. But when I was in the Israeli prison, I got a chance to see who they imprison. And you know, I was in the women's part of the prison, and these are women who have been, whose countries have been pillaged by the colonizers. And of course, the West would like to colonize Russia as well. You guys know that. And these women, many of them walked from their countries to Israel, and they said, we thought we were going to the promised land, to the holy land. And they ended up in prison. They had United Nations certification that they were bona fide refugees, and they ended up in prison. So you look at the way a country treats its own people, and that is a good gauge on how it will treat other people.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That's a lot for you.